and word and deed through the givers all
comes from 1 John chapter 5, reading from verse 1, which can be found on page 261 of the New Testament section of the Bible. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome, for whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Whoever follows.
John chapter 15. This can be found on page 113 of the New Testament section of the Bible. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer because the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends. Because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. If the world hates you, be aware that it hated me before it hated you. If you belonged to the world would love you as its own. Because you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us hear what you would have us hear today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Please sit down. As we continue our sermon series about Jesus, today's gospel reading seems particularly appropriate on the day when we think about those who have died for us in war. Our gospel reading comes as the disciples are eating their Last Supper together. They've eaten, Jesus has washed their feet, and Judas has gone to betray him. Jesus has promised that the Holy Spirit will come. He wants them to understand that his return to his Father is necessary and that they should be pleased about it. But he knows this won't be easy for them. He's tried to help them to understand what his whole purpose was, to understand that they did not need to be afraid. And he has shared with them the love that his Father God has given him. He knows that love because he's done what God commanded him to do. And the amazing thing is that they can go on experiencing that love if they obey his commandments. But he wants them to understand something more about what love is. And he gives them what might be seen as a new version of the commandments that were given to Moses. They know they're to love God. They know they're to love their neighbors. But now he orders them to love one another. But there's a qualification in that. They are to love each other in the same way as he has loved them. And that's how he will continue to love them as he goes humbly to his death. He was prepared to die for them, and indeed for us, for all mankind. And as he says, no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. But then he gives them the wonderful news that he regards them as his friends. They're no longer simply followers of a great teacher. They're no longer his servants. He's shared with them all that he's learned. Not that they've always understood it. He has served them, not least by washing their feet. He has loved them. They are his friends. And he wants to be our friend too. And that's such good news, isn't it? The disciples must have known he loved them. But the good news too was that he had chosen them. He'd called them to follow him. And now he tells them what they're to do, to love one another and to go and do what God wants them to do, to get results through their words and actions and by the faithful lives they're to lead. And if they do this, God will answer their prayers. Almost all the apostles are thought to have laid down their lives for their faith and for their friends in the gospel as Christians. And Christians have continued to do that over the ages. Only John of the apostles is believed to have died a natural death. Jesus showed them and us such love. He knew he was on his way to his execution, but he encouraged his friends, and he can encourage us too if we will follow him. There have been times in the past, particularly before the First World War, when that gospel reading was used as a justification for encouraging young people to go to war. It was used in lectures, in sermons, in music, to encourage them and to indicate to them that it was their duty to go if they really loved their mates and their country. And we know about the keenness that some young men had to go to war, pretending that they were older than they were, pretending that they were fitter than they were. Some of them were only too willing to lay down their lives for their country and for their friends and families. And we've seen the images of the devastation that they then faced in the trenches. I guess some of them may have gone because they thought it would be an adventure, but many of them devoutly believed that they were indeed doing their duty. And there was talk of them sacrificing their lives for the sake of peace. But human sacrifice isn't something that's commended in the Bible. And all sides in a war call on God. That's been so for centuries, hasn't it? Both sides calling often on the same perception of God. But Jesus is speaking about love, not war. We can't legislate for love, but God, through Jesus, commands us to love. And that, I think, is why it's so important to remember those who have died for us and to give thanks for what they did. But we also need to pray that the world will come to understand that war isn't a very useful way of settling disputes. We need to follow Jesus' example of what love really means. If we look in the dictionary, the definition of love is a strong and passionate feeling towards someone or something. But as I'm sure you know, the Greeks had more nuanced definitions. And I think two of them are particularly relevant today. Philia love, the friendly love amongst peers. The kind of love that I'm sure those going to war felt for each other. The kind of love that the disciples who'd spent 3 years together would have developed. But agape love is the broadest and deepest form of love, the unconditional love, the kind of love that Jesus showed, the kind of love he wanted his disciples to have for each other, the kind of love he wants all of us to share, and not just with our closest friends. He loved the whole world and died for everyone, not just his close friends, because he died so that we could be reconciled to our holy God. He showed them and us such love. And it's hard to comprehend, just as it's sometimes hard to comprehend the sacrifices that are made in war, the love shown by those we remember today. I love that Graham Kendrick song, which describes it so well. Such love, pure as the whitest snow, such love weeps for the shame I know, such love paying the debt I owe. Oh Jesus, such love stilling my restlessness, such love filling my emptiness, such love showing me holiness. Oh Jesus, such love. Such love springs from eternity, such love streaming through history, such love foundation of life to me. Oh Jesus, such love. That's the sort of love that Jesus had for his disciples. It's the sort of love he has for us if we follow his commandments. And if we do and we experience that love, we can know him as the best friend we could ever have. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, from whose love in Christ we cannot be parted, either by death or life, hear our prayers and thanksgivings for all whom we remember this day. Fulfill in them the purpose of your love and bring us all with them to your eternal joy, knowing Jesus' love and friendship in our lives, now and in eternity. Amen.
We proclaim what we believe. We believe in one God, the Father.